His column, Aithka Voices, was a popular feature in the Cochrane Eagle. He was a specialist in Stony Nakota language, oral history and culture, and within a breath of completing his doctoral thesis at the University of Calgary. The son of esteemed Stony Nakota elder Tina Fox, and a longtime inspiration to me, Trent Fox passed away of a heart attack in his sleep June 8. He was 47. I'd like to pay special honor to Trent this week by drawing attention to a personal transformation he experienced in recent years while doing his academic work among Stony Nakota elders at Morley. By the way, he often used his language's word Aithka, pronounced approximately E-E-I-T-H-K-A, for Stony Nakota. In many conversations with me while pursuing his academic interests, Trent shared how he became increasingly aware of how the Western academic approach to research carried with it the ever-present danger of being disrespectful of the very elders and knowledge keepers whom he was attempting to honor in his academic work. Being Western educated and not having access to oral histories until recently, I can honestly say I was not as respectful as I should have been, Trent said. I believed those with Western education had higher status. Now I see and appreciate that those with Aithka knowledge have superior knowledge that I'm just learning. He lamented his own lack of cultural awareness. My inquiry and working with elders sure put me in my place. He became especially aware of his cultural shortcomings while teaching university courses in the Stony Nakota language. I realized I didn't know half of my dialect and very little on culture. Mom had been advising us, her children, to start learning from the elders. She saw how Western paradigms had affected us, he told me. Knowledge keepers spend a lifetime learning from their elders. For the Aithka, this knowledge is still passed down in the Aithka dialect of Nakota, and so not affected by language loss. Storytelling is like poetry, told in a way that makes one remember. And it is in families who are cultural and traditional where this knowledge is strongest and where children still speak our dialect. I am but an apprentice still learning. Western education undermined my worldview. It was only by turning to elders that I began stepping into the Aithka worldview. Copyright 2023 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com